Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Staff Awards podcast, where we're talking to the winners of the awards at our recent Staff Awards ceremony up at the Chapel Inn at Mount Vernon. I'm joined today by Paula Wheatley, who's the Divisional Head of Nursing for Unplanned Care here at Hillingdon. I hope I've got that right, Paula. Is that right?
Almost right. So I'm a Divisional Director of Nursing and Planned Care. I'm one of two.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
So almost correct.
Yep. Okay. We got there in the end. And Paula put forward the nomination for the CNS Unplanned Care team. The nurses from that who won the award for CARES Award for Safety, one of the five CARES values, which are kind of fundamental to this, to the trust and here at the hospital. So we're just going to get Paula to begin with by starting just to introduce herself and talk about why she put forward the nomination for the CNS Unplanned Care team.
Thank you, Jonathan. So I think I will know a lot of people. So I'm Paula, as Jonathan said. I'm Divisional Director of Nursing for Unplanned Care. I've actually worked in the trust for 31 years this year. I've obviously not always been in the same role, but I have a strong background in endoscopy and also a background of as a CNS, a clinical nurse specialist, for those who don't know. And for the past 5 years, I've had the privilege to be in this post. So part of this post, I do have a lot of specialist nurses that sit under my management, and I have to say they're kind of our unsung heroes, really. They do an amazing job that quite quietly, if we're honest. It's not like the immediacy of ward nursing. I also manage across the medical wards. So the reason I put forward the nomination for the CNS is in huge recognition of actually what they do and the difference they make to patients. And I think back in the old days, the specialist nurse was very much seen as the consultant's, dare I say, handmaiden, who just attended clinics and did all the sort of touchy-feely stuff. And actually, so whilst, caring is fundamental to all nursing staff, I think, the roles have changed enormously over the past 10 plus years. And we see our specialist nurses taking on significant responsibilities. And largely, I'm not saying it goes unnoticed, it is noticed, but they're not so visible because, it's a lot of that's about admission avoidance, keeping patients well to enable them to stay at home. So the reason I nominated the CNS group this year is obviously we've all been involved in the industrial action, the junior doctor industrial action that started. And Jonathan, you may need to check this, but I think it started in April this year. So what became very clear is the withdrawal of services by the junior doctors left us with a big problem, and that problem was, how do we keep our patients safe on the wards? Those patients would still remain on the wards, they would still be coming through the emergency department, and there are not enough consultants. Obviously, whilst the consultants did sterling work, acting down as they call it into those roles, there's just not enough of them to even cover 50% of the junior doctors. So I was asked if there was anything that we could do. So for me, the first thing, that sprang to my mind was to reach out to the clinical nurse specialists. And that I did. And the response was absolutely amazing. Essentially, we've had a whole group of nursing staff who have had to put on hold a significant amount of their own speciality work. In a lot of cases, they've tried to sort of balance that work as well as doing what we'd requested, which was to be redeployed out to the wards and support the consultants. So we haven't asked them to be junior doctors. I mean, their skill sets stand on their own. But what we asked is that they support the consultants. They get, all the test results, that they're also requesting tests, that they're doing the ward rounds with the consultants, identifying patients for discharge, and just supporting with those sort of roles. And And, you know, at the beginning, we hoped we might have to do that once or maybe twice. But obviously, as we all know, that has continued over the past 6 months. And actually, you know, latterly, it's also then involved the consultants. So the ask has just continued. And I think, you know, I just feel very fortunate to be in this position and to work alongside people who didn't complain, you know, did not put their own services and themselves first, who just really wanted to know what did we need them to do and where did we want them to go. And our consultant colleagues, we didn't know how it would work. And obviously I've worked, you know, not just with the staff in the division, but the consultants as well, to allocate the nurses where we felt that they could bring most value. And they've been, you know, so impressed, which I hope doesn't sound patronizing, but incredibly impressed. You know, some of them don't work with specialist nurses, but also hugely grateful for what they've been able to contribute to the keep the patients safe, the care and safety of the patients on the wards. So that really was the rationale for my nomination. I think they've just gone slightly under the radar. They've stepped in, you know, fortunately from an inpatient perspective, we haven't had any major incidents that have arisen from the industrial action. Of course, it's had an impact. It's had an impact everywhere. But we have managed to keep that you know, sort of our very sick patients that are in hospital safe, and that was the ask, and they rose to that, and they smashed it, and
you mentioned in your nomination, just reading, you said when approached they accepted the proposal with good grace and absolute professionalism, and yeah. From the sounds of it, the consultant's feedback as well was, as you say, kind of the highest standard. And
it's been phenomenal. It's, you know, I like I say, I have a CNS background, you know, from some years ago, and you know, the CNSs can often be thought as this sort of group who are available to do lots of different things, which they're absolutely not. You know, they're absolutely not. They have really big remits and carry significant workloads. But I just think they have absolutely been pivotal to keeping those patients saved. And like I say, the consultants, you know, now the first thing, as soon as there's a date coming out, you know, it's which CNS can I have? Which CNS can I have? So they're very much been seen to be pivotal, and they have worked really hard doing that. But they, you know, and it's not without, you know, when anybody steps into something that's a little different to their day to day, you know, that does cause some anxiety. But they've been, you know, consummate professionals, and like I say, just added so much value. I knew they would, but I think other people didn't know quite how much value that they would bring, and quite rightly that's been recognised by their peers and our consultant colleagues, but it's also now been recognised in the staff awards. So I'm just extremely pleased and proud to be able to say, you know, I work alongside these nurses, and we are really grateful. And of course, we don't have any further dates yet for industrial action, but you know, this may continue. And I know they will continue to offer up their support with no complaints. I mean, I emailed out, you know, nobody emailed me and told me how terrible it was going to be for their own workload, etc. They understand the problem, you know, they're senior nurses, and they stepped up.
Yeah. And in terms of just briefly, the sort of the type of support that they give, I mean, I guess they bring lots of different experience, don't they? It brings different skill set, different ideas. It kind of fits a maybe slightly difficult to kind of putting it all together, but they managed, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And obviously they have a significant skill set. They're senior nurses, they're specialists, you know, they are specialist nurses, but they haven't necessarily been able to stay in their own specialty, because some of the specialties don't have actually, you know, an inpatient base. So they've just used their generic sort of nursing skills, their intelligence, and of course, you know, they're also able to unpick things that can be really difficult for junior doctors to unpick because of that level of experience that they've had. So they've just been massively beneficial. And, you know, I suspect every consultant would like a specialist nurse attached to the ward going forward.
Yes, certainly. And I think at the end of the your nomination, you said how truly inspiring they are, and that's NHS nurses at their best. And I think that kind of perfectly sums them up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I just, it is inspirational. It's like I say, it was something that I didn't, you know, I was really desperate. It didn't go unnoticed because in many ways, these things will, when they go really well, they do go unnoticed because nobody was like, oh my God, you know, it was so terrible. We had no doctors, without necessarily, you know, somebody stopping and thinking, well, why was that? Well, that's because of, like, say, the support and the expertise that they brought in. So yeah, immensely proud and just so pleased that they won. It was really well deserved because it was up, you know, they were up against a strong field. There's lots of people that do amazing things in this organization, and I just think it's been a really strong year for nurses, and I, you know, I'm a nurse myself, so obviously that pleases me hugely.
Great stuff. Well, thank you very much indeed for that, Paula. That's really informative, really interesting. Well done again
thank you.
Please pass on our congratulations to the nurses from the Unplanned Care team for all the work that they do.
Yeah.
And we are truly very grateful for all their work. And for anyone else listening, for keep an eye out for the next podcast with the more of the winners from this year's Staff Awards. But now, thank you very much to Paula, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Okay. Bye bye.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.